Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Sarah Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
This time, our clever Mr. Palmer's overstepped the mark properly. And that's not the half of it. He tried to get rid of Angela Tennant in a car smash a couple of nights ago. All he succeeded in doing was knocking Angela about a little and almost killing himself. And at the moment, no one seems to know whether he'll pull round or give up the ghost. But the fantastic part of it all is that even now we can't expose him without Angela Tennant. She won't say a thing while that confounded diary of hers is still in Palmer's possession. We don't know what's in it, but it must be something pretty grim.
Yes. Thanks very much. I'll hang on. One of the doctors coming to the phone, Stella. Hello? Who's here? Yes, of course, sure. You still can't say with any certainty? Not even for 5 or 10 minutes? Oh, good. Thanks very much. All right, bye.
Sounds as though Palmer's still alive.
He's not only alive, but he's putting up a very good showing. The doctor said he can still sort of keel over suddenly, but at the moment he's conscious and bearing up.
He must be captain, his ancestry. What's wrong with him, actually?
His head's all right. Half his ribs crushed and one arm broken and knocked about internally.
Have you any sympathy for him?
Not a shred.
Neither have I. And heaven knows my heart's not cold. And where are you going?
I wonder who's off to the hospital for half an hour.
Not to hold the rotter's hand, surely.
No, just a scheme of mine. You see, if I were in Palmer's shoes, I wouldn't be fool enough to keep Angela's diary in my flat. I'd shove it in a safe deposit box or somewhere. I want to know where it is.
And Palmer's likely to tell you.
He might if he thought he was making a deal.
With whom?
Angela Tennant. He tells me how to get the diary. Angela doesn't charge him with trying to bump her off. What do you think?
We have to get that diary somehow.
Don't worry, we'll get it. I'd better get off to the hospital right away.
You poor dear, how do you feel?
I can't feel anything much. All done up in plaster and stuff like an Egyptian mummy. You're a darling to come so soon.
They wouldn't let me see you before. Do you feel like talking? What on earth happened? And Harry, what were you doing with Angela Tennant?
It's a long story. She's been making a frightful nuisance of herself, and I ran into her quite by chance. She insisted on being driven home. I was so wild, I was driving like a maniac, and Angela said if I didn't give you up, she'd kill us both. She grabbed the wheel and this is what happened.
Oh, how awful.
Marcia, being like this is bad enough, but listen, darling. Don't believe a word they say. You mustn't believe one word they tell you. You promise me?
Who's going to tell me things?
Well, this is a golden opportunity for Jeff and Stella. They'll do anything they can to mess things up for you and me. Jeff doesn't care for you. He never did. But I know it's driving him crazy to see me get on.
Oh, but Harry, surely they wouldn't take advantage of you being, well, nearly killed in an accident.
If they wouldn't, Angela might. She's insane with jealousy, Marcia. I wouldn't put it past her to say I tried to get rid of her.
By nearly killing yourself?
Oh, she doesn't care what she says. She's already been to Jeff with some rotten story about me pinching her diary.
Oh, look, Harry, you'd better lie quiet.
No, I'm not raving. I haven't wanted to worry you with all this before. I'm so helpless here. Well, they could do almost anything.
They are not going to do a solitary thing to you.
Give me your hand.
Here.
Marcia, promise me faithfully you won't believe a word they tell you. Promise me.
All right. I won't.
Oh. If only you'll get your divorce now so we could be married. Then we could cut adrift from all of them. Wipe them out of our minds and never see or hear or think of them again. You could so easily.
Harry, don't talk about it now.
I have to. Jeff's with Stella. They're going to be married as soon as they can, so why keep us both waiting all this time?
Oh, there's someone coming to have a look at you. So don't say anything more about it now, Harry. There's a dear.
Who is it? A nurse?
It's Jeff.
Yes, Doctor. I'll keep him quiet. Morning, Monsieur. Good day, Palmer. You've got yourself a purple heart this time.
What do you want?
You can think of some reason why I'm interested in how you're doing, can't you?
I can think of some reasons why I wish you'd clear out.
One thing I'd like to know, are you going to live or die?
Jeff! That's no way to speak to a man in Harry's condition.
You make it sound as though he's going to have a baby. Don't waste your sympathy on him, Marcia. He only got what he intended for Angela Tennant.
Here you are, Marcia. What did I tell you?
I'll say this for you, Palmer. If you're dying, you die hard. Look, Marcia, I want to talk to him alone. Here, Patton, give us a minute or two, will you?
No. No, Marcia, don't go.
You've nothing to be scared of, old boy. Just the reverse, in fact.
You want to... No, Jeff, I won't go.
Oh, good Lord, Marcia, don't be a little fool. I don't know what he's been telling you, and I don't care. It'll all come out sooner or later. But right now, I do want to talk to him alone. I'll only be 2 or 3 minutes.
Jeff, come outside.
Where are you going?
I'll be back in a minute. Come on, Jeff. Jeff, I think you're behaving disgracefully. Why can't you leave him alone? He's never done anything to you.
Oh, give me strength.
And he's terribly knocked about. Look, Jeff, go away and leave him alone till he's recovered a little at any rate.
Has he told you what he was doing with Angela Tennant in his car, or where they were going, or about the scene they had at her flat, or Angela's diary? Has he told you how I came to be right behind them when they crashed?
He's told me all I want to know about everything. So have some decency and go away. You must have some feeling.
I have plenty of feeling. And at the moment, it's pure disgust.
Well, I'm disgusted with you, too.
All right, go back and nurse his fevered brow. You'll wake up one day, Monsieur. And when you do, heaven help you, because I won't.
Look here, Jeff. I'll believe almost anything about Harry Palmer, but not this. It's altogether too fantastic.
It's not fantastic, sir. There was a case in the States not long ago. A chap killed his wife in a car smash deliberately, and they proved it too. Electrocuted her.
I've heard some screwy things in my life, but this takes the cake. You saw your wife just now?
Yes. She was with him at the hospital.
Well, for Pete's sake, why didn't you tell her the lot right then and there? You've the Tennant woman's story about her diary. You know just about all there is to be known, and it holds together.
My word against Palmer's.
But it's all too circumstantial for anyone to disbelieve.
It's all so circumstantial, you can look at it two ways. That's how Palmer always gets Marcia to believe him.
Well, I still say you're a thundering fool.
Why am I?
You should take her in hand and go over it bit by bit, in every detail. From the day Palmer walked into your office at Bendigo's and said, why don't we accounts executives okay our own invoices for payment? That was his first move, wasn't it?
Marcia's been told over and over again, and it's always depended on whom she has chosen to believe.
Well, tell her again.
Oh, no, sir, I'm sick and tired of it. We have to get hold of undeniable facts in black and white. I'm not going to Marcia with stories about Palmer again till he's completely sewn up, till he hasn't a feather to fly with.
And how do you hope to manage that?
Our only hope's Angela Tennant's diary. She won't open her mouth while Palmer has it.
But you don't even know where he's hidden the darn thing.
We don't know for sure if it's in his flat at all, but we'll never get a better chance to find out than now.
Oh, while he's laid up.
Of course.
Do you feel like a spot of breaking and entering?
No. wasn't thinking of breaking and entering myself. Actually, I'd have been much good with it, Jemmy.
Well, then, come on. What's your idea?
You pay Hooper pretty well, don't you? Why not let him handle it?
Hooper's not going to burgle a place, not for us or anyone else.
Those fellows have 50 ways of getting in and out of other people's flats. Why can't he shove on some overalls and be an electricity man? You know, maintenance or something. Or a telephone repair man. Or a plumber.
You might have something there. By jingo, yes.
Will you brief Hooper for the job?
If he'll take it on.
Right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Listen, Jeff. This is what I want to know. Just suppose it comes off. We can't put Palmer where he belongs. What then?
How do you mean?
I'm thinking of you and Marcia and Stella Bronson. Will you take your wife back if she wants you?
Mr. Puller, let's settle with Harry Palmer first, shall we?
That's the gamble I'm taking. And I'm beginning to wonder if I've made a big mistake. What if we get Palmer into jail, throw enough light on the whole affair to make Marcia admit she was wrong, and Pilgrim turns round and marries Stella anyway? Oh, well, it's too late to turn back now. I'll just have to go through with it.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.